Jim Clemens, Mike Wilkening, and Hub Arkus bringing you basketball news and Pro Football Weekly. And I know I shouldn't say our favorite guest, because then one of our other guests will hear it and I'll be in trouble. But Steve Kyler, the editor and publisher at HoopsWorld.com, is certainly our most generous and consistent guest. If you want to know anything about the NBA, you got to go to HoopsWorld.com. And it's great to have you back with us again, Steve. And I got to start in Dallas. To me, one of the big, big stories over the last week or two is the injury to Dirk Nowitzki. It's knee and ankle injuries. They're not being real specific about the nature of the injuries or when they can expect him back. They hope for the playoffs, but you would think in that tight race with them in the bottom group that this could be it for Dallas as far as the playoff chase.
Oh, it really can. And when you look at the remainder of the schedule for them, you know, you've got Utah in there, you've got the Lakers in there, you've got Phoenix in there, you've got some of the best teams in the Western Conference. You know, it's going to be a tough road for Dallas. I think there are a couple of things to note here is, you know, first, Dirk Nowitzki is not traveling with the team. They don't want to put any undue pressure on him, you know, traveling, swelling, you know, going up and down in atmospheres. But the one thing is he's walking around the practice facility and he doesn't look like he's hurt. The Mavs don't want to create this false sense that he's going to be back, because I'm sure coach will tell you, you know, knee and ankle, that's not something you want to mess around with. They're being cautiously optimistic. But I think the big thing is this is going to be a great opportunity for Jason Kidd and Jason Terry and Josh Howard to really prove that they can play. You know, they beat the Clippers, and I think just about everybody can beat the Clippers these days. But, you know, if they can string together a couple of wins and stay alive, giving Dirk a chance to get healthy, at least gives them a fighting chance if they can stay in the picture at that 7 or 8 spot.
Well, what has to happen, and I think you're absolutely right, Steve, is that Dallas is no longer a young basketball team. They've got proven veterans in Howard, Kidd, Stackhouse, Dampier, and Terry. And the question is, can they bandy together to come up with enough points to make this thing function until Dirk gets back? But, you know, Avery's been preaching defense for the last 2.5 years, so now he has an opportunity to put his money where his mouth is for his basketball team and say, hey, right, we're missing, right, the most valuable player last year and our all-star, but we've got to find a way as a group now to bring this thing to a forefront and stay in the race, and I'm quite sure that they're going to do it. I'm not going to count them out. I think they've got enough talent to win games without Dirk. They just got to figure out a way how to do it.
Well, guys, here's one thing we know. If they're going to stay in this playoff picture, and right now, if it started today, they'd be in the playoffs. But if they're going to keep that spot, they're going to have to play better on the road than they have. And 7 of their last 11 are on the road. What's most interesting to me, Hub, is they've got 2 games against Golden State here. And we saw the Golden State Lakers games earlier this week, and those had a playoff-like atmosphere. I think any game with Golden State at this time, considering the way they're playing, has a playoff-like atmosphere. So it'll be very interesting to see how those sort of games sort of play out.
Well, guys, and of course, Dallas, after the upset last year in the first round, they've won the first 2 with Golden State this year. They made it a mission, but Steve, without Nowitzki, I'm not so sure that particular matchup, though. As Jim points out, when you look at Howard and Terry and Kidd taking over, obviously you miss Dirk Nowitzki, but I think that they can still play kind of an up-tempo style with the Warriors, maybe as much or more without Dirk.
Absolutely. I think the big thing is they've got to get more than 3 points a game out of Jason Kidd. You know, here's a guy that's going to make $17 million this year. They gave up a lot to get him. You know, when he's on the floor and he's playing Jason Kidd basketball, he makes everyone around him better. And I think that to a certain extent they've been maybe, you know, too cautious with kind of stepping on Dirk's toes and messing up the rhythm. Now they have all the reason in the world to let Jason Kidd play Jason Kidd basketball. And that's going to make guys like Eric Dampier and Josh Howard better for the playoffs. And I think this might be a blessing in disguise if they can find the right chemistry quick enough.
All right, guys, I'm going to ask everybody to hold on for just a minute, a couple quick commercial words, then more NBA talk with Steve Kyler and Jim Clemens right after this.